Ecology Exam Version B. Question number one. The portion of Earth in which all life exists is known as 1. The biosphere. 2. A population. 3. A biotic community. 4. The climax stage. Question number two. The study of the interactions between organisms and their interrelationships with the physical environment is known as 1. Physiology. 2. Cytology. 3. Ecology. 4. Embryology. Question number three. Which statement describes all stable ecosystems? 1. Herbivores provide energy for the autotrophs. 2. Consumers synthesize ATP from light energy. 3. The populations of predators are dependent on the populations of their prey. 4. The number of autotrophs equals the number of heterotrophs. Question number four. Which statement best describes a characteristic of an ecosystem? 1. It is stable because it has consumers to recycle energy. 2. It must have producers and consumers, but not decomposers. 3. It always has two or more different autotrophs filling the same niche. 4. It must have organisms that carry out autotrophic nutrition. Question number 5. Compared to a natural forest, the wheat field of a farmer lacks 1. Autotrophs, 2. Stored energy, 3. Significant biodiversity, or 4. Heterotrophs. Question number 6. What impact do the amounts of available energy, water, and oxygen have on an ecosystem? 1. They control environmental temperature. 2. They act as limiting factors. 3. They are used as nutrients. 4. They recycle the residue of dead organisms. Question number 7. A pond ecosystem is represented in the diagram below. Energy for this ecosystem originally comes from 1. Consumers, 2. Plants, 3. Water, 4. Sunlight. Question number 8. Which statement concerning an ecosystem is correct? 1. It can exist on land, but it cannot exist in lakes, rivers, or oceans. 2. It involves interactions between biotic and abiotic factors. 3. It can exist with or without a constant source of energy input. 4. It must contain consumers but can exist without producers. Question number 9. Which factor is not necessary for an ecosystem to be self-sustaining? 1. Living systems that incorporate energy into organic molecules. 2. A constant source of energy. 3. A cycling of materials between organisms and their environment. 4. An equal number of producers and consumers. Question number 10. Which group of organisms is an example of a population? 1. Birds in Colorado. 2. Leopard frogs in a stream. 3. Reptiles in the Sahara Desert. 4. Trees in a forest. Question number 11. Which ecological term includes everything represented in the illustration below? 1. Community. 2. Ecosystem. 3. Population. 4. Species. Question number 12. Which term best describes the interactions between the physical and living factors shown in the diagram below? 1. A biome. 2. A community. 3. An ecosystem. 4. A biosphere. Question number 13. All the plants and animals interacting in a given area make up a 1. Community. 2. Biosphere. 3. Population. 4. Species.